USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. The massive wind-driven blaze that tore through the once picturesque town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Damages are estimated at more than $5.5 billion. The death toll is expected to rise. The White House is defending the president's response to those deadly wildfires in Hawaii.
There are almost 500 federal personnel deployed to Maui to assist residents in their greatest time of need. FEMA has deployed more than 140 urban search and rescue personnel.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton said President Biden mobilized a robust whole-of-government response and plans to keep federal resources in Hawaii for as long as it takes. There are ongoing discussions on when Biden might visit Hawaii. Former President Trump is facing criminal conspiracy charges in Georgia related to his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said Trump has until noon Eastern next Friday to voluntarily surrender after being indicted. Trump faces felony racketeering charges and more. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report that he claims will show that fraud occurred during the 2020 election in Georgia.
He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. Trump was charged with felony racketeering, or RICO, and numerous conspiracy charges Monday. Despite the former president's claims the election was rigged, there's been no evidence of widespread election fraud. I'm Michael Kastner.
An attorney for Hunter Biden is withdrawing from representing the president's son in his tax case. Christopher Clark asked a federal judge today for permission to withdraw from the case because he could now be called as a witness in future proceedings due to a plea agreement that recently fell apart. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Republican governor of Georgia is refusing to go along with Donald Trump's claim the 2020 election was stolen from him in the battleground state. In response to Trump's announcement, he'll release a report that will prove election fraud in the state. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp stated no one has been able to prove there was fraud in a court of law. Days after driverless taxis get the okay, everyone else around them realized it's not a perfected technology.
One day after California regulators approved robo-taxis for around-the-clock service in San Francisco, California, things didn't go too well. Autonomous vehicles made by Cruise malfunctioned and blocked traffic in the city for more than 15 minutes. Last Thursday, state regulators approved the operation of driverless vehicles from General Motors-backed Cruise and competitor Alphabet-backed Waymo. I'm Lance Pry.
Britney Spears is reportedly considering giving a tell-all interview on TV ahead of the release of her memoir in October. She's considering the interview offer from Oprah Winfrey. According to the U.S. Sun, someone close to Spears revealed that networks and online streaming platforms have all been bidding to get an exclusive interview with the singer. The outlet says significant financial sums have been offered to Spears. Veteran ESPN anchor Sage Steele is leaving the sports channel. Steele said she settled a lawsuit with the Disney-owned sports giant after being suspended for making comments about COVID, women's clothing, and President Obama's ethnic background. The network said the decision was mutual. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this